Es Chavon Viz. About 30 of the way down. Tanarabon. Nuchnas. Lishon Bayom. Somebody comes in. He comes into his house by day. Enters his home. And he wants to go to sleep by day, but he's wearing tefillin. Sirotza Chaylitz. If he wants to, he could remove his tefillin. Rotza Maniach. But if he wants, he can leave it on. Right, he can go to sleep with his tefillin on, says Rashi. If he should by yom, ain't darker the shamash mishter v'loy lishon keva. By day, it's not the derech A to have a tashmush intimacy, and B, it's not the derech to have a permanent sleep, so it's not going to be a short nap. So therefore, he can leave his tefillin on. Belaylo is cholitz. Belaylo already has to be cholitz because belaylo is the derech to have tashmush. Therefore, even the Shinas Arai, Rashi says, even if he's going to have a small nap, no, Duma Mimlech V'yoshan Kova, he might go and have a permanent sleep. So therefore, he's going to have a proper sleep. So therefore, even if he thinks he's having a little nap, he has to take off his tefillin. Chayyu, this Tana holds that Laila is Man Tefillin. Right. He's going to have a little bit of a nap. Shouldn't take his tefillin off. It might be a good sleep. It's not going to be a little nap. But if he's not sleeping at all, then he carries on wearing his tefillin. Right. The Einam Menech is not allowed to leave them on if he's going to go to sleep. Divrim Lossin. V'yaseyem ha'yilodim. Yilodim says Rashi Bocherim. It doesn't mean children. Children don't wear tefillin. I mean, it's Shana B'Mitzvah Bocher. La'ilim Cholzim ve'Einam Menichim. They always take off their tefillin. And they don't leave it on if they go to sleep. Maneshi regilim b'tuma, because they're frequently in a state of tuma. It was carried, so therefore they should always take it off. Leimik sor Rabbi Yosi, ba keri osel aniach tefillin. Right? The fact that Rabbi Yosi says that they have to take it off, Rabbi Yosi holds that a ba keri is osel b'tefillin. Now Rashi says, halacha k'moisei b'rev m'koimois, right, the Kaimla Namukki Imai, his Svara is always very straight, very correct. So therefore, let us say, for the fact that Rabbi Yosi says, La Yilodim, Laylim Choltsim, because Hira Motsi Behem, says Rashi, the Shem Yukari. So we see from over here that Shittus Rabbi Yosi is about Keri's Osa, Laneach Tfilin. Abaya said, Be Yilodim, Venishasem, Imai Maskino. Right, remember, we always said, Layma is always the Havimino. Right? So what's do you see? What's Tak the Maskana by Rabbi Yosi? Bemisa could be Elholda Bakeri's Mutter. But here we're talking about Biyulodim. Biyulodim are young men. When it should say Mimoy Maskinon and Shem Yovli Dehagodova, they might come to Tashmish. So therefore, it's inappropriate to be wearing tefillin b'shas Tashmish. Yeah, we have no raya that a Bakeri is also b'tefillin. Person forgot, and his mishamish mitosay atashmish when he's still wearing tefillin. In those days, they wore tefillin the whole day, right? So it wasn't so absurd. It's like a shirt. It was like, you know, so he had tefillin on. You know, Lila's man tefillin. Remember, we're going with that man dama now. The person forgot that his mishamish mitosay b'tefillin, and now there's zera over him. Eino oiches leibur tzua v'leibur ktitza. He cannot hold, not allowed to hold, not the ritsua, not the straps of the tefillin, v'lo gitzitza, not the actual box of the tefillin, achi yito yodov, until he washes his hand, v'yitlo, mepnei shayyudayim, asconi, saying the hands are not always clean, and therefore he might have touched b'mkoyme satinoifes, and therefore he has to wash his hands before he removes his tefillin. Okay, Zogna Mishnah. Maisa v'vilo l'rbichum zakei, the story, they're brought to Rbichum zakei, Litoim es hatafshel. They wanted him to taste a cooked dish. Ayle Gamliel, and to Gamliel they brought shnei ksuvos, two dates, with delisha mayim and a cup of water, a jug of water. But Amru, and they said, that means Rabbi Yechon Mazaka said, and Gamliel said, ha'alum l'sukkah, take it up to the sukkah. Right, so even though there's a little snack, right, there's a pachas mikabetz over here, and they said, take it up to the doesn't say by Rabbi Yechon Mazaka, it doesn't say exactly how much was there. Gamliel was already shteik suvos, two dates. But they said, take it up to the sukkah.
mean, you said to taste some food, so you imagine it's not
going to
be that much.
It's not going to be that much. Yeah. Yeah. When he gave to Tzadok, Ochal Pachis Mekabetza, he ate less than the size of an egg. Not Le Bemapa, he took it in a cloth. Right? Says Rashi, and he didn't wash his hands. Right? He didn't wash his hands, there's nothing to his Yadayim. So why did he take it in a cloth? Rashi says because of hygiene, Mishum Nekios, because he held that less than a Pachis Mekabetza, if you're eating bread, which is less than the size of an egg, you don't have to do Netilas Yadayim. Right, so the reason why I talk about Mappa was because of hygiene, right? Tosfos argues on that, and Tosfos says that we're talking about over here that Reb Tzadok was a Kohen, right? And because he was a Kohen, he was makbid on to eat everything on Taharas Truma, to make sure that his hands were tahor, and the hands move around, they touch things, the Yadayim Shneir same, and they can pass for the Truma. So it's one of the Yud Ches Dover, one of the things that is extra chumrah that he did, and that's why he held it in a map. But nothing to do with hygiene. I'm not sure how big they were into hygienes in those days. It was to do with Pashat, who was a Kohen, and he wanted to make sure that he didn't want to pass all the truma in a secondary level, so therefore he held it in a mapa. And v'ochli chutz ha-sukkah, he ate it chutz ha-sukkah, v'loi berich acharav, and he did not bench afterwards, because Reb Tzadok holds like Reb Yehuda. Rashi explains that says the chalta v'savata v'rachta, you have to be satisfied, and only then is the chiva berachas mazon, the share of kadei sviya that makes you satisfied, is the share of kibetza. Right? Therefore, he had less than a kibetza. If he had less than a kibetza, he did not make a bracha of berachas hamazon, but the bracha beforehand of amotz lechem and aretz that you have to make, because as Rashi says, brings down the Gemara, the osel le'onis ma'olim azeh. You know, I have pleasure from this world without a bracha. So that bracha he did make. Oh, tomorrow's Akasha now. Maisa Lista, are you bringing down a story, right, to contradict what you hold? Because you hold, you said previously, that Oichon Shloisen Arechot Sukkah. Previously we learned that you're allowed to eat temporarily. You can have a little snack outside of the Sukkah. Here, they brought a little snack to Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. They brought two dates and a little bit of water to Rabbi Gamliel, and they said, Halam Nesukah. Why? Previously you learned that you're having a snack. Now you're telling me, they said, Halam Nesukah. What's going on? So the verse says, Chesur Mechsur V'Hochi Yitani. No, you have to read it like this. Im bo lahachme al atzmai, if somebody's coming to be machme on himself, there's no problem of being of gaiva. Right? So certain things, if someone's going to come with me machmir, they tell him, look, you're not on that madrega, don't be such a gaiva. Over here, if somebody says, no, I want to be machmir, I don't want to have even a drink, even a coffee, I don't want to have anything chutz l'sukkah, he could do that, and that's not called gaiva. Araya, my son, hami, bring araya, v'vilo l'rbich mazakai. Little Mr. Tasha, the Rabbi Yechim Zakkai tasted the food, and Gamliel they brought Shnei Ksovos, two little dates for Delish HaMayim, the Omru, and they said, Adam the Sukkah, take it up to the Sukkah. Kshinosun Eloi, Lir Tzadok, when they gave it to Tzadok, Eichel Pachis Mekabetza, he ate less than the size of a egg, not Leib Mapo, Vachel Chutz HaSukkah, Veloi Berich Achrov, he ate a Chutz HaSukkah, and he didn't eat it, he didn't bench for the Mazon afterwards. The American makes a dig now with Reb Tzadok. Oh, kibetza. What happens if you would have been eating bread the size of a kibetza? Right? By sukkah, then you would need a sukkah. And that the Gemara says, Akasha, lema taf yifta derivasiv abaya. We learned in the previous omuds, previous blat, derivasiv in abaya, when the Gemara says, what's the definition of achilles arai? The Gemara said two or three eggs. All the Gemara said, how much a person would grab before he runs off to shiv. For example, someone wakes up late, he wants to have a quick breakfast, he grabs something to eat before he runs off to seder. Right? So we said, you know, egg, maybe an egg and a half, or two to three eggs was called achilles arai. Here we see that the whole reason why he ate chutz l'sukkah was only because it was pachis mekabetza. If it would have been a kibetza, then he would have to eat in the sukkah. So Sakasha and Rav Yosef and Abayu say that you can even eat much more. Light snack is more than the size of an egg. And here you see Tzadok was dafka machmet to eat less than an egg. So Mer says, no. The pachis mekibetza has nothing to do with the sukkah. It's to do with the brich samozin. Dima pachis mekibetza metila ubracha leiboy. If he's having less than the size of an egg, he does not need to do brich samozin, and he doesn't need to do netila shidaim. And the dik over here would be hakibetza. But if he would have the size of an egg, then boy netila, he has to do netila shidaim ubracha and have to do brich samozin as well. Right, but avada sukkah, no, you can have a beitza, you can have even two eggs chutz the sukkah, and you still don't need to go into the sukkah. That's still called a light snack, as Abaye and Rav Yosef would say. Okay. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Reb Lezer says, Abba esve sudus, 14 sudus, chayav odom le'echol b'sukkah. A person is mechuyiv to eat in the sukkah. Achas b'yoyim v'achas b'laylo. One by day, one by night. So the 7 days of Sukkot, right? Every night, and then by day, you have to have a meal. So 14 meals altogether. You know, because of the Shashudis as well, you always have a Shabbos, right? But as the Sukkot, as Chiv Sukkot, and not as Chiv Shabbos, as Chiv Sukkot, you have to have at least two a day. One by night, one by day. Chom say, ain't the Dovah Kitzvah. There is no set amount, and Rashi says, in Ritz Lissanos, a person says, I want to fast, sure. So you can tell him, all right, you want to fast, you can fast. Right? But if he wants to, Elim Yoichal, if he's going to eat, don't eat outside of the sukkah. Right? But how much you need to eat, it's up to every individual how much he wants to eat. So the Gemara is going to learn it out from Sukkim of Teshuka into Du. Right, just like every day you have a meal by night, you have supper, and you always have lunch the next day. A person always has at least one meal, one day meal. Right, so you have to have a night and a day. Else, as Teshuka into Du, is that Chiv? Chum say no, there's no Chiv. Chutz Milal Yom Tov Rishon Shechag Bevat. Besides the first night of Sukkot, then there's a chiv, and as you know, if it's raining, you have to stay up later and later, make kiddush much later. Exactly how much, when do you need to wait till? Do you have to wait till chatzos? If there's young children, you just have to wait an hour or two. It's already debatable. Pashtus, if there's young children, you don't have to wait mamash till chatzos. You just try, you know, delay it a little bit. But there is a chiv on the first night of sukkahs to eat in the sukkah. Yeah, that we learn out. The one I was going to say, learn it out from first night of Pesach, with the chiv tamatzah. Vayder Rav Lozer said, "Mishaloi ochal lele yontif rishon." If somebody did not eat on the first night of Sukkot, yashlam, he can compensate lele yontif va'achron shachag. He can compensate even on the last day of Sukkot, not Sukkot, but lele yontif va'achron, which is Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, you can still have a meal on Shmini Atzeres, which would be a compensation for the first night of Sukkot. And Rashi says, "Afa pisha enoi b'sukkah," even though it's not in the sukkah, because you cannot sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, because it would be Baal Tosef. Right, we sit in the sukkah Sveika D'Yoma. Right, when I saw somebody was sitting in the sukkah the day after Sukkot, as if he's extending the Yom Tov from 7 days to 8 days. It'll be already about Tosef, but else the mashlim, the chiv of first night, he says it's got idea of compensation of tashlumim, and it can be mashlim. If he didn't eat the first night, it can be mashlim even on Shmini Atzeres. Chacham say no, ain't the davar tashlumim. There's no such thing as compensation over here. Zenamar, on this it says is a pasuk in Keheles Meuvos, once something is crooked, it's uprooted, it's wrong. You cannot be misakin it anymore, v'chesrein, and something which is missing, you won't be able to count it up again. Once it's gone, and that's it. Says in my time, Reb Lezer. What's the reason, Reb Lezer, that you need to have 14 meals? So says Teshuva came to do Madiro, just like when you live at home. Achaz b'yom v'achaz b'layla. You have a meal by night, you have a meal by day. You have supper, you always have a lunch meal. Af sukkah also achaz b'yom v'achaz b'layla. Also on sukkahs you have to have one by night, one by day. Rabbanan says no kadiro. Yeah, Teshuva came to do. It's like the way you live at home. Madiro, just like when you're at home. Iboy ochel. If you want to, you'll eat. Iboy, and if you want, loy ochel. You don't eat. Right? So a person can be busy, can miss out supper, busy by day, doesn't have lunch that day. You don't have two meals, set meals every single day. So to have sukkah nami, so to buy sukkahs, iboy ochel. If he wants to, he could eat. Iboy loy ochel. If he wants to, he will not eat. It says yehochi ebezoi afilu leil leile yom tov rishon nami. The first night sukkahs as well. Why is there chiv on the first night of Sukkot is also, why do you have to eat then? And Rabbi Yochanan, Shimon Tzadok, he said, Nemakan Chamisha also, says, over here, Chamisha also by Sukkot, Nemakan Chamisha also by Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaMatzos also says, Chamisha also, Ma Lahalon, just like over there, Laila Rishon Chayva, the first night in person is Mechuyiv to eat Matzah, the rest of Pesach, it's, you know, not mechuyif to eat matzah. You're not letting chometz. You're not mechuyif to have matzah. You have potatoes. Afkan here as well. Laila Rishon Chayva. The first night of Sukkot is the absolute chiyuv that a person has to have eaten the sukkah. Afkan ve'eluch rishus. From there onwards, if you want to, yeah, if you're going to eat in the sukkah, right? But not that there's a chiyuv to go ahead and eat in the sukkah. If you don't want to, if the person's not eating, so don't eat. The hosel minolan, with your hand over there by matzah, that is a chiv to eat on the first night. On the pasuk says, be'erev toichlu matzos. But in the evening you must eat matzah. Hakosuv kovachiv, the pasuk says that there's a chiv, be'erev toichlu matzah, is a chiv to go ahead and eat matzah on the first night. And that's how you know sukkahs as well, there's a chiv to eat in the sukkah. Right, but the rest of Sukkot is taka optional, what a person wants to do. Yeah.